There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Maybe. 855-450-FREE. That number may not be working very, very well, however. So I'm going to give you a different number. 603-435-1105. That's sort of the back lines here into the LRN.FM studio. 603-435-1105. That'll get you on here. And, of course, you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. You do need to send a contact request first if you've never done that before. Just send that. We'll approve it when we see it come in. And after that, you can call anytime you want on Skype, and you'll sound usually really, really great compared to somebody on the phones. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian here.
And Ridley.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com, where the online world has just gotten a little bit less free, and some would argue a lot less free, with the recent decision by the State Department to basically prohibit distribution of 3D printable gun plans. For those of you who are new to 3D printing, this is technology that now can be in your home for a relatively affordable price. 3D printers are getting cheaper all the time, and it's pretty much consumer-level availability at this point for 3D printers. So you can have one of these things relatively affordably, and there are plans that you can download for guns, like the Liberator, which is kind of a one-shot, maybe more than one-shot, kind of firearm that you can build with these plans. You print out hard plastic, and then with a screw, you put it all together. And it, ostensibly, I've seen video of this happen, will shoot at least one round, and in the general direction that you're pointing it. So it qualifies as a gun. And so, therefore, the federal government is saying that now, if you, Defense Distributed, this is the company that's put out the Liberator, if you are going to, you have to take this down from the website. They told them that 2 years ago, which they did. And now they're saying any further guns that you manufacture, or any further plans for guns that you manufacture, you need to approve them through us before being able to distribute them online. And, of course, the answer is going to be no. You cannot distribute that online, because essentially what the federal government is saying here is that distributing plans for 3D printable guns is some sort of violation of a trade act. This is the ITAR, the International Trade in Arms Restrictions? Well, whatever it is. Regulations. Same thing. International Trade in Arms Regulations. And Defense Distributed has now countersued, arguing that their right to free speech is being violated by the State Department's restrictions. Further, they're not just targeting Defense Distributed. They're also saying that anyone in the United States who is going to put out plans for 3D printable guns will need to go through the State Department for some sort of approval beforehand. So this is terrible.
Which they won't get. Yeah. It's just like the federal government's like that commercial for some credit card about 6 years ago where, you know, the guy's training one of the credit card employees how to handle customer service calls, and the training consists of the word no. You know, so everything the customer asks, you're supposed to say no.
Say no.
No, no. Can I change my rate? No. Can I, you know, have it sent to my... No. And so that, you know, that's our competition. So do business with us. That was a... But there's no competition for the frigging State Department. They've got a monopoly. Now, didn't we learn in college or high school or somewhere that monopolies were defeated back in the 1870s because Standard Oil was broken up? You know, and... But since then...
Not the worst monopoly. The
worst
monopoly has always been
important
there.
Monopolies have not been broken up.
So as for the letter, this is from Wired.com. As for the letter to Defense Distributed, the State Department spokesperson confirmed that it was intended to counter the publication of 3D printed gun blueprints. Spokesperson was unpersuaded by Defense Distributed's first free speech argument, saying, quote, "For us, it's not about free speech. This is about securing defense technology. If two U.S. citizens want to email each other CAD files, That's not our concern. But they need to follow the International Trade in Arms Regulation.
Well, that's, I'm sure, very easy to do. Following the,
oh,
you
yes,
only have to hire a lobbyist, a lawyer, a second lawyer to give you a second opinion on the first lawyer. You have to contact the government, wait 18 months. You know, just, no, don't do this. Don't do that. Do nothing. Sit still. Produce nothing. Be like us.
I would love to know how many pages the ITAR is, this International Traffic in Arms Regulations. Let's go to Chris. He's calling from Connecticut. Hopefully the phone system will work here. Chris, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Ian and Dave. Dave, it's good to be on the phone with you. It's a first time, long time. Anyway,
welcome. You sound good. Go ahead.
Cool. Topic at hand. This obviously is a very dangerous precedent from the federal Nazis. I mean, it sounds like you could be on a gun blog talking about your trigger, like the pull, the pounds, and talking some details, and be at risk for getting the federal goons dropping helicopter or pill lines in your house.
Well, it's certainly true that they will likely interpret this on a wider scale or a wider vision than they currently are speaking about it. But as of right now, they are telling people that if you are putting out technical data, so-called, about guns, that you need to ask for mommy's permission.
Yeah, it sounds
government.
Vague enough to arrest you for anything. But this parallels something that I recall reading about with RSA encryption. A long time ago, the feds tried to block the publishing of source code for encryption because they hate it so much because you can actually communicate in secret.
Right.
So from what I recall reading, maybe like 10, 20 years ago, a bunch of activists ultimately committed civil disobedience on, like, the Capitol lawn, and I believe they, like, read the source code aloud until it kind of just got into the public ledger, basically.
Hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this. If you guys ever heard of this, it's
no.
interesting.
No, sounds good.
Yeah, I like
but,
it.
That's about what I wanted to say. So
awesome.
I'll let you guys go. And
Chris,
have a good
thanks
day.
For the call,
thanks
brother. I appreciate it. You sounded good tonight. Appreciate that. Toll-free number. That was the toll-free number, by the way. 855-450-FREE. So I guess it's working, but I'll keep giving out the other number just in case. 603-435-1105 is the alternative if you want to join the discussion here. So back to the story from Wired. Then coming up, Dave Ridley will be talking about ambush interviews, specifically the one that I attempted to do with Bernie Sanders a couple of weeks back. According to the story here, Defense Distributed's attorney Matthew Goldstein argues the State Department's moves only bolster his client's free speech case. He says, quote, "It means there's no doubt as to the scope of their prior restraint against this company." Goldstein using the legal term prior restraint to mean a legal restriction against speech before it's published, which has long been considered unconstitutional. "It is a tremendous help to the case," says Defense Distributed's attorney. Other lawyers have taken a different view of that free speech claim, arguing that it may not so clearly apply when the information in question is an actual weapon file, ready to be 3D printed into a lethal firearm. Quote, "The State Department's takedown demand probably qualifies as prior restraint, to which the courts are incredibly hostile," says intellectual property lawyer Ansel Halliburton in an op-ed for TechCrunch after the State Department's original letter demanded Defense Distributed remove its gun files from the Internet. Quote, "But the ability to download a file, press print, and have gun parts come out could also tip some judges toward calling gun CAD files functional things and allowing the government to regulate them." So it's definitely going to be a question mark when it comes to the courts and how they'll decide on this. There have been restrictions placed on so-called free speech in the past. As long as the government has a so-called compelling interest, they can give themselves an excuse based on supposed necessity. These are terms that you'll frequently hear the government use to excuse violations of rights. That, you know, this isn't an open and shut case, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. And hopefully,
let's ask the government if the government should be able to regulate something.
Yeah. That usually doesn't go too well. You know, every now and then the court gets it right, and maybe they'll get it right in this case. But again, they've just filed the case as of a month ago. It's going to be a while before this, you know, snakes its way even through the first court. The new State Department restrictions, according to Wired.com's Andy Greenberg, come as Congress also begins to re-examine potential regulations on 3D printed weapons. New York Representative Steve Israel Tuesday reintroduced a bill to ban any firearm whose core components are undetectable in a metal detector, which would effectively outlaw many 3D printed guns. So therefore, hobbyists, tinkerers, people who love 3D printing, who also like firearms, who want to manufacture their own gun and keep it at their home, will be manufacturing and possessing contraband if this bill goes through.
Of course, the solution to that is easy.
Don't tell anyone you have it.
No, move to New Hampshire, where it's legal.
Yeah.
Where guns are the third rail, you don't touch them. The government can't, almost.
Even the Democrats, a lot of them have guns in New Hampshire. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. Also, another number, 603-435-1105. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Ridley.
Dave Ridley's here from RidleyReport.com. And ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they're all available through ExpressCoin. Go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you get cryptocurrencies with money order or check. And it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they're a licensed money services business. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Just download that at ExpressCoin.com or just do it straight through their website. Use coupon code FTL and you'll get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin or whatever other currency, cryptocurrency there with no transfer fee at all. So use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at ExpressCoin.com. Get your cryptocurrencies. And by the way, Bitcoin's gone up a little bit over the last 48 hours. It was around 230 for a while, and now it's at the 250 range. So will it go up more? Will it go back down? I have no idea. But if you're interested, ExpressCoin.com can hook you up. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. The 3D gun restrictions are in place now at the federal government level. There's a lawsuit that is challenging it. Challenging it at the State Department and their regulations, which are controlling Defense Distributed now, basically telling the folks over at Defense Distributed, if you want to release 3D gun plans, you got to go through us, which of course means they won't be able to release any 3D gun plans. And further, you also, if you at home are the one or somebody who is planning on releasing some 3D gun plans, the federal government says that if you do that without their permission, that they could possibly do something nasty to you. Because they'll say you're violating the International Trade in Arms Regulation Act, which so-called restricts technical data from being distributed outside of the United States about weapons. And that means they're likely going to take violations fairly seriously, so be very, very careful. And if you are going to release any kind of plans for guns at this point, for 3D printable guns, do not do it from your own personal accounts. Use as much anonymity software as you possibly can. ProXPN, Tor, maybe get in touch with WikiLeaks or some other outside of the U.S. organization that can do the releasing for you, because right now it is not a very friendly place in the U.S. for freedom of speech, and that's why Cody Wilson is filing a lawsuit. We will let you know as that develops how it goes down. Let's go in the meantime to Ken in Minnesota, listening to WNMT in the northern part of the state. Hey, Ken.
Yes, I got a couple of questions. We're coming out there on July 3rd. We're going to be there for a little over a week, and we're looking for property to buy.
Right on.
Yay. A
couple questions I have is there an admissions or a vehicle inspection? Because I only drive older vehicles that are no computers or nothing on them.
Yeah, so you're asking about New Hampshire, and there is an inspection requirement if a vehicle is registered in New Hampshire. Now, one of the ways around that is to have the vehicle registered under a corporation in another state. So that's one way to, you know, not have a vehicle in your name, number one. So therefore, if you know you get a judgment against you or something, they can't actually take your car because it's owned by a corporation. And secondly, if it's registered in another state and owned by a corporation, then as I understand it, the state of New Hampshire cannot force it to be registered within the state. So there are ways around it, but it takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of money. Otherwise, you know, yes, the answer would be yes if you're talking about a personal vehicle.
Okay. So is there a personal property tax?
That term has different definitions. So in some places, property tax can mean like the stuff that you own. But here in New Hampshire, there's a property tax on land.
Right, but not on your automobile or a boat or anything like that.
There is for automobiles and boats. There's registration fees for those kind of things.
They're negligible if you have an old vehicle like that. Probably
that's true. The fee is less for an older vehicle than it is for a newer vehicle. But then again, you know, like I said, if you want to avoid inspections and things like that, then you probably want to do a corporate registration in a different state.
Or I wonder if what you've already got is working for you and if you could just keep it registered in Minnesota.
You probably could. That's the easiest way to do things, as long as you're not going to be like an activist on the forefront. I mean, if they know who you are, if you're moving here for the Free State Project, the you know movement of libertarians converging in New Hampshire, and if you're like one of the behind-the-scenes activists who isn't out on Front Street with a visible name and face, then I would say you're fairly safe. I had a car here in New Hampshire, more than one car. I had over 6 years had cars that were registered in Florida under my own personal name, which was in violation of the New Hampshire statutes. And they finally went after me for that. It took them 6 or 7 years to go after me for that. But they did, and they got me, and they got me pretty good. They basically forced me at the threat of violence to get their New Hampshire driver's license and to, they can't force me to register a car in New Hampshire because I don't own a car. There are corporations who own cars that I drive. So therefore, those things don't need to be registered in New Hampshire. But yeah, basically, that Dave Ridley's suggestion is the easiest, the most low-impact one. The way you would want to do that is to contact Minnesota, their DMV, or whoever, and let them know, hey, please send this registration renewal to me in New Hampshire. I'm going to be working in New Hampshire at that time of year, and so I need you to send that to me there. And then they'll just update your address and just send you future registration stuff. But then you just have to be careful. If you get pulled over by a cop, and the cop asks you something like, do you live here in New Hampshire? You want to make sure you know better than to talk to the cops.
I required to answer your questions?
Right. So I got one other question for you, Norman. Is New Hampshire an open carry state?
It sure is, unless you're a felon. So if you are a felon, then you cannot open carry, but pretty much everyone else is. I understand it. And by the way, none of this is legal advice. It's just my understanding from having lived here for almost a decade. Felons cannot carry guns openly or concealed, but anybody can carry a gun openly who is not a felon.
Not only that, but you can actually do it without getting in trouble. I mean, you generally won't get bothered by a cop for open carrying in New Hampshire. I can't even name the last open carry incident. What was it, 2011, 2010?
I don't know. It's been a while. It was probably Manchester where that happened.
Again, that's in my knowledge. Now, there's things I don't know about, but...
Yeah, New Hampshire is an incredibly gun-friendly state, and it's very difficult for the gun controllers to actually get any headway here whatsoever. Usually the proposed bills to control guns in New Hampshire end up going down in flames. There is a requirement for concealed carry license in New Hampshire, so if you're going to conceal carry, they do want you to have the state permission slip for that. And there is a bill that is right now being voted on that could possibly repeal that requirement, but I believe the governor has pledged that she's going to veto that. So I don't expect that one's going to get turned over this year. But as we move more liberty-loving people here, we're going to be more and more likely, I think, to have success at having more gun freedom in New Hampshire. It's one of the most gun freedom oriented areas of the country, but it's not quite up to the level of Vermont and Alaska. It's like, number 3 or 4 or something like that. Does that answer your questions, Ken?
Yes, sir. And thank you very much. Enjoy your program very much.
Thanks for the call. Look forward to having you visit out here. It's a great place, and I've loved living here for the last almost decade. Thanks for the call tonight. Of course, Ken talking about the Free State Project, the idea we touched on earlier of liberty-loving people moving to New Hampshire and getting active. Now, being active doesn't mean the same thing to everybody, right? Like, for you, Dave Ridley, it means making a lot of video content and possibly doing the occasional street protest. For me, it means a variety of different things, but for some people, it may not mean so being out front. Some people, programming a website could be considered activism if the website is sort of an activist site. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things, like support roles that people can perform. Cooking for other activists, I think, could be considered activism. Anything you're doing to support the people that are out on the front lines is also activism. 855-453 is our toll-free number. Also, 603-435-1105 is an alternate for you tonight. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds.
On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. You may join us. And by the way, the toll-free lines seem to have been working fine. I was given a warning earlier tonight that there may be some real bad phone lines tonight. But everything's been good so far. So I'll give you the toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Really?
And don't forget, you can join us online. There are a lot of features on our website. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you for their sites. So go and enjoy free archives and much more over at freetalklive.com.
Freetalklive.com.
Now, yeah, it's a great site, and hopefully we're going to have a newer redesign for you sometime this summer. I can't guarantee you when, but we'll tell you more when that actually happens. FortGalt.com is where you want to go if you want to look at some options of what to do to get out of the United States. There are a number of options around the world, and this one is a really interesting one. It's being developed. It's a real estate development, so it's in the planning stages right now. It does not physically exist, but it will at some point. And they what they want you to do is to get involved. They want you to pony up a little bit of cash to reserve your spot in what will ultimately be kind of like a I don't know if you want to call it like an incubator, but basically you'd be able to go down, you'll have a room, a very small room that you can sort of just sleep in, basically, and then there are larger areas in which you can get your work done and interact with others. It's going to be a fresh, vibrant center of art, innovation, education, and creative capitalism. Imagine being a strong, ambitious producer without being surrounded by those that would demonize you for your efforts and success. It's the ideal home base for young professionals, freelancers, small business owners, and their families. The only true requirement is that you are self-sufficient and flexible enough to relocate without depending on others to provide for you. So you can go there and learn and grow while honing your skills, developing your craft, and thriving without constraints. Live passionately with the freedom to focus on your true callings without compromise. If it sounds like the community you've dreamed of, go to FortGalt.com right now. You don't have to put down all of the money up front. There are going to be different stages of this development where they'll ask for payments. You know, as you see them developing this, as you see progress, you will also be asked to pony up some more of the money. You can get into this for as little as $10,000 though, and that's not up front. That's, you know, a fraction of that goes in up front. The total amount for one of these smaller rooms is very, very low on the scale of things. So go to FortGalt.com and learn more. It's happening in Chile, by the way, is the destination. Fort Galt, FORTGALT.com. So our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I want to make a point by first talking about something else and telling how it relates to my point, okay? And that is, let's say you get a job driving a delivery truck, and your first day, your boss goes out with you, and you're driving. And your boss says, look, you got to make the schedule. You're going to have to drive faster than this. You can't obey the speed limit, or you're going to lose your job. And then when you come up behind somebody, your boss tells you to pass that person, even though you can't really see because you're on a hill. You can't see if somebody else is coming. It's your fault if you obey your boss and keep your job, if you drive too fast. And the fact that you could not see, so if there was oncoming traffic, doesn't mean that it's not your fault. Of course, if you cannot see that it is safe to pass, then you must refrain from passing. What this has to do is something else. Sometimes I bring up points this way, and the something else is those goons that threw the flash grenade into a toddler's playpen in Cornelia, Georgia, on 28 May 2014. They were doing their jobs. They get fired if they don't do it. So what? They still must refrain from violating somebody's rights, and they couldn't see that there was a toddler in a playpen over there, but they had no reason to think there wouldn't be. Just like when if you're on a hill and you cannot pass somebody because you can't see if there's oncoming traffic.
Or you drop a bomb on Dresden because you're not sure that it's going to land on a civilian. It might hit a soldier.
Yeah, well,
you know, in World War II, I'm referring to the firebombing of Dresden by the Allies.
And by the way, I want to bring up, now that I made that point, I want to bring up something else there about the Canadians who are being pursued by the U.S. government because they were born in the United States or born to U.S. citizen parents, and they're supposedly U.S. citizens, and therefore the federal government wants to make them pay income taxes and with penalties for failing to report all their bank accounts all these years, and they raised the fee to $2,350 to renounce your U.S. citizenship. But I brought up to a Canadian organization the fact that on 19 October of this year, they're having Canadian federal elections. And if you accept employment with the Canadian government, such as a poll worker, then if you're a Canadian dual citizen and you accept employment as a poll worker, that is being employed by the Canadian government, and you thereby relinquish your United States citizenship by getting employed in the employment of a foreign country's government. And so,
well, wait a minute. If you're working for the Canadian government, you're saying you're relinquishing automatically. Does that mean you avoid the $1,000 fee for renouncing
citizenship?
That's
correct. That's it.
Interesting.
That's a good one.
But who filed the paperwork? I mean, how does Canada file paperwork, or do you file paperwork in that case?
You can file paperwork if you want to get a certificate of loss of nationality and thereby call attention to the fact that you've been may have been a U.S. citizen all these years, or you simply take the job. You work there for one day on election day. I can't resist saying that you get the ballot and the ballot boxes out of the poll vault. Get it? Poll vault. But then, after that's done, you have been employed by the Canadian government. And you
now, does the government of Canada pay poll workers? Because I know that it seems like a volunteer job here in the United States. There's all these, you know, retiree-looking folks who are there. Well, I suspect the guy's going to dealing your flyers. Yeah, there's that. That's another story.
I got paid one time. I did it one time for the 1992 presidential primary. I was a poll worker because I got elected selectman with a single write-in vote because there was a vacancy on the ballot. And so I wound up working at the polls on
and they paid you.
Primary day. Yeah, they paid me for that.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
We need to do like NHIndependence.org is suggesting and make it so that New Hampshire is a foreign country and you can do all, you don't have to go to Canada to do all that stuff to not be part of the federal system anymore.
You know, the folks over at, you mentioned NHIndependence.org, they are, they're back at it. I was glad to see that they had an event last month, or not even last month, maybe just a couple weeks ago. They had an event, and it was more of like a social kind of event.
That's how revolutions start, in bars.
Yeah, well, they called it Brew and Sedition, I believe. Did you happen to attend
it? It was in Merrimack. I didn't go.
Yeah, I wasn't able to go myself. I think actually we were both on the show on that particular night. But I talked to Rob Mathias from Rebel Love Show, who's one of the board members now, I believe, of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and he said there were a few dozen people there. So I think like 30-something people had attended that, which I thought that was really good. Like, I wouldn't have expected that.
It's like anything else. When you've got a good idea, you don't really have to have the perfect protest or the perfect event. It's just doing anything attached to that good idea is good. It's like with the Free State movement. You know, almost anything, almost any activity in New Hampshire is good just because it's in New Hampshire.
Well, but there are some people who disagree with
that. They've taken it a step further and made it so that they're doing something in New Hampshire that's hitting on more cylinders than activism that doesn't deal with secession, because secession is the solution to most of our problems.
It's a big, striking move. But it's also something some people are afraid of. So, Dave, some people would disagree with you. They would say that you've got to be careful. You can't be talking about secession. It's too early for
that. So be careful. So move towards secession. Carefully,
don't constantly. Don't use that word. Don't talk about secession. It's too early. We need to have more success.
Maybe independence has more positives in people's minds as a word.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Speaking of activism, you had something you wanted to say about a recent video that I produced at a Bernie Sanders campaign event here as sort of an ambush interview.
It's actually also secession-related.
All right, we'll get into that here. Coming up with Dave Ridley and Ian here in studio on Free Talk Live, 855-453.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves and the internet tubes and the satellite waves. Here, 855-453 is our toll-free number. The hour includes me, Ian, tonight.
Ridley.
And Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. That's where you can go to get, I don't know how many hundreds of hours of liberty, but I imagine you've hit the hundreds mark at this point. There's a lot of Dave Ridley on RidleyReport.com. Thousands of videos, I know that much. Thousands of them. There's a lot to watch there. A lot of history has been cataloged. A lot of the history of the activism that has happened here in New Hampshire as part of, much of it as part of the Free State Project, early movers coming here and doing so many interesting things. And of course, Dave, you can only be in one place at one time, unfortunately. I wish there were a dozen Dave Ridleys out there in New Hampshire, but you have spread the methods of the Ridley-os. You had, for a while, offered a training course. I don't know if you still offer that course.
You were one of my students.
I was. And hopefully I learned something. And I feel like I did.
You hit on most cylinders. You hit on more cylinders by far than most of the New Hampshire activists.
Well, I also get out there and do it a lot, too. So it helps, you know, to practice at it. You're not going to be good the first day out. You got to really get out there. And so I know, Dave, you wanted to talk about one of the recent videos that I made. There was a Bernie Sanders event here in Keene, and it was really the first real opportunity the Keeniacs, the activists in the area here in New Hampshire, southwest corner of New Hampshire, had to target one of these presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton did come to town in April, but unfortunately she chose April 20th as her day to come to town, and so pretty much everybody who was doing activism was in Concord on that particular day, and I don't think anybody went and confronted Hillary. Oh, and I guess that Chris Christie guy from New Jersey, he showed up here, but it was at a private property, so we really couldn't do anything on that one. But in the case of Bernie Sanders, he was at the Rec Center, which is a government plot of land, and was going to be speaking, spoke for more than an hour, and took a lot of questions.
And now I would like to address the issue of, yeah, I bet that was really riveting.
Actually, Chris Cantwell said he was an excellent speaker, and he was, like, really engaging and you know, was good in his method of
communication. What they say doesn't even matter.
Well, I'm not saying that Chris was agreeing with the content of what he was saying, but he was just talking about in the manner in which he was speaking that he was able to manipulate the emotions of the crowd and was very, very good. Like, it was clear how he got to where he is because he's good at being a politician. That's one of the few compliments you can give Bernie Sanders, right? Like, the other one is that he's at least more genuine and honest about wanting socialism. You know, many people will not wear that on their sleeve, but Bernie Sanders is the kind of guy who absolutely will do that. So you got to give somebody credit where credit's due, and I'll certainly give him that credit. So I and other activists went out there, including Chris Cantwell, Daryl Perry, and Derek Jay. Many of our Free Talk Live co-hosts were actually there participating in this. We wanted to corner him and throw some questions at him. So what were your thoughts on the video? It was over at freekeen.com if you haven't seen it yet.
Well, ambush interviews are starting to reach the point where they're not so experimental anymore, right? They're being done more often. I've been urging people for so many years to go out and do them, and hardly anyone will do them, and God bless you for doing it. You know,
oh, thanks.
You're getting out there doing ambush interviews.
Here comes the critique.
That's the big start. The most important step. But I've noticed some things. I really just actually have more. Yeah, there are some critiques, but partly it's I'm learning some things from watching you.
Oh, good.
And that is
learn from my mistakes.
And also, once I was at an ambush interview fest with you and Daryl at the same time once,
mm-hmm.
which was also a learning experience. But what I learned from that is it is actually. There are some things where you having more people is good, and some things where you want to be by yourself.
Sure.
And when you're ambush interviewing somebody, I think you, Ian Freeman, will be better off by yourself than you will if, like me, if I and Daryl am there also trying to dump in our questions.
Yeah.
We start to become like a mob, you know, and we start to seem like it. And the worst behavior of the worst of the three of us, the one that actually gets slightly angry, rubs off on all the others.
Yeah.
You can't get the questions in that you want because your buddies are trying to ask questions. It's better to go to a place where no one else is asking questions. And,
I guess if your questions are the most important part about the interview. But for me, and I can totally see where you're coming from with that. For me, I didn't really have any good questions for Bernie.
Because you just heard about it at the last minute.
Well, no, it wasn't the last minute. I knew it was happening. But I didn't really do any planning for it. It was just like, oh, this is happening this weekend. I got up early enough to go out to it, and I just sort of thought up a question when I was there. And then I thought up a better question on his way out. That was when I asked him about Edward Snowden, which apparently he's actually talked about previously. And again, I did no research. I put zero time and effort besides going there and doing
it. Okay, well, yeah. Well, here's the critique. Basically, what I've learned the hard way from doing ambush interviews, you are better off asking them about something they they've done than something they've said, and you're better off asking them about something they've said than some policy question. Does that make sense?
That makes
sense.
So
that's the hierarchy. That's the best thing you can do is find some cruel thing that they've done and confront them about. That's what's the best.
Like, you voted this way on this thing. Why'd you do that? Or that kind of
basically,
thing.
Basically. Or if they said something that's not quite as egregious, but it might provide some insight into their level of crazy violentness. And then you can question them about that. But it seemed like the questions you guys are asking were a little bit... you guys did pretty good for being new at it, but the questions were a little bit too policy oriented, which is really pretty vanilla. You know, how do you feel about secession? Well, I mean, I've asked that question too, you know, but it's just sort of like, you got secession in front of Bernie Sanders, thus in front of the audience, and that's good, but it's just like, this needs to be something.
What would you have asked him? I mean, if you were there and there's a good chance he'll be coming back. So if you
got to make it a chance, yeah.
Yeah, if you were there, and if you, you know, what would you, what would Ridley's question be for?
It actually might have been closer to Chris Cantwell's question, which I don't remember exactly, but he was asking him, he may have asked him about that, but he also asked him something specific about, I mean, it was getting close to asking him something specific about cruel ideas of his, you know what I'm saying? And I don't remember precisely what it was, but it was something about private property. What I will ask him if I get the chance, you know, I'll probably have to prep for an hour or something before, you know.
Yeah, see,
if I bump into it by accident, this isn't going to come out right. But basically, I'll want to find something he's done that's just bat spit, right? The absolutely crazy
that
thing
be too hard
that he has done and confront him about that.
You'll probably only need 5 minutes of research to find that.
Right. Something awful he has advocated doing to people would be okay, but if he's actually voted to do it to people, and especially if it's hypocritical or something like that, I'd want to talk to him about that and just work on that and then have a couple backup questions, expecting him to say nothing and then just have like if you can, that's another thing with ambush interviews is if you can plan out the confrontation somewhat carefully. Like I had an incident where I was confronting a state child protective services type bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm.
And in her, this was a fairly hostile environment, unusually hostile environment for me to face because I had a lot of different people coming after me. One of them assaulted me. One of them told me to leave. Everybody's coming after me this day because of these three speakers that they're really trying to keep anyone from filming. And as the last one leaves, right, I've had a chance to get all the fight out of me, right? I'm mm-hmm. fairly sleepy by this time, and I've had a chance to really think through exactly what I'm going to ask her. I know who's coming out. I know she's going to come out within the next 10 minutes, and the planning enabled me to just get all these questions out just right, just with the right tone, just with the right demeanor, because Americans care so much more about demeanor than whether you're in the right.
How did she handle it?
She ignored me, and I knew she would ignore me, but then I just thought, how do I make the most out of process.
I love your question that you've been that you asked the bureaucrats at the school board meeting when they ignored you was like some sort of question like, well, do you think it's appropriate for you to be not answering questions of taxpayers? Because that really puts them on the spot.
Well, you know, I need to learn like 10 different ways to say that, right? Yeah. So that it becomes 10 different questions. Because I'm starting to say that over and over again to people that ignore me, and I need to come up with something new. But
I'm entertained every time.
But again, at that point, sometimes I start getting angry, right? And if that happens, I start looking like the bad guy. So right. you have to have a real tight control. Not tight, but you have to just sound level-headed the whole time if you can. You guys did it part of the time, and then part of the time you didn't, which is exactly where I am, right? I mean, I'm able to be sound level-headed part of my answering process, and sometimes I just get a little angry when I start asking questions and I start sounding shrill, and the shrillness will really turn the neutral people off. Yeah, exactly. But you can maintain that sort of calm demeanor, like you have done, and you know, in many cases, inconsistently, right?
Yeah.
If you can do that, then you avoid being hated by the middle, you know.
Well, I don't know if you can totally avoid being hated.
By the middle, yes. Yeah. Generally.
I guess it just depends. You know, I don't even know what the middle is or who that is.
I can tell you exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's centrists, people who are, you know, the up, down, right, left spectrum, the up being authoritarian, down being libertarian, right, being left. They're near that center point on that two-dimensional graph.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and of course you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Should you be eating LSD for breakfast? That's the question being asked over at vice.com. We will find out more about that coming up here in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.